couple of games. It's always a fun weekend. I thought overall, though, I thought the team had lots of legs. I thought, you know what? We had every reason to stop playing there and let the game kind of get out of hand. You got to hand it to the guys in the room. I mean, we said we weren't going to let that happen. Kind of the exact opposite of what happened last night. And you know what? We battled back. We, you know, a couple kind of cheesy goals at the end made the game kind of seem a little bit different than what it really was. But I mean, I think you got to like our fight. You got to like our third quarter. You got to like that we're in it. And you know what? We might be a little bit of a step away right now, but by the end of the season, we'll be right there.
The cliche at these times is you expend a lot of energy to come back like that, and it seemed like 11-10, and they get a couple goals that weren't maybe the best or bounce here and there, and everybody just kind of exhales. Could you kind of see that happening for them?
Well, I think that's the way it goes. I think a lot of those games that you end up losing, when you battle back and you get that one goal lead or you tie it up, and the backbreakers are when they go down and score right away. So unfortunate for us, that's what they did, and then they added another one and then another one, and kind of steamrolled from there. But as I said, you know what I mean, I wouldn't want to go to battle with any of the guys or any other team. And you know what, we had a good time there. We just got to figure out how to close the deal.
Were they doing anything different, interesting, whatever, in the first half on you guys' offense? Because obviously you and Ryan were having trouble getting shots.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good defense. I mean, they're not three times chance for no reason. They pack it in. They block shots. They let Vino kind of eat up those shots from the outside. So we got to do a better job creating lanes like we did in the second half. Having a 10-4 was it at halftime is unacceptable. Three of the goals for training, one goal offensively. So that can't happen. You're not going to win this league by doing that for a whole half. So, I mean, we got lots of things to correct. We got lots of things to work on. But we also show lots of positive things as well. So we're going to take a little bit of both from tonight.
We saw it for a half last night. We saw it for a quarter and a half tonight. But when you and Dane and Benny get on the same page, you guys look just as good as Rochester and Toronto's offense. You get that ball moving and really find your shots.
Yeah, I think when, you know, the ball's moving, I think when we're banging is a huge thing. When we're opening up those lanes on the inside, when we're not only getting shots from the outside, but as well as getting in close, especially against a team like this that packs it in, we started to get able to get in the net, get those close range shots, those high percentage shots, and that was the difference in bearing the ball and then opening things up from inside and out. So, you know what? As I said, I like what we have. We're coming together. We're working hard, and I expect great things for the rest of the year.
You played six games in January, which I think leads the week. I don't know if all the playing time is beneficial when you're first getting going, or at least now you maybe get back to the normal schedule. It's practices between games and all.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. I don't know the schedule for us this year. I think we have four back-to-backs and four off weeks. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like that. Normally you got 2-2 or 1-1. So you know what, we're going to take what we get. The schedule is made and we got to deal with it. So we got to plan accordingly. I think more playing off the get-go gets the team more involved, gets the guys knowing what they want to do. So I'm all for it, and if we get a little bit of break later on in the season where we can rest up and heal some injuries, well, it might turn out to be good fortune for us.
And if we've learned nothing else in the first month, if it's at the East, it's going to be a mess. It's up for grabs. Everybody's just right around 500.
Yeah, it is a mess, and we want to make sure we grab it. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark.